Welcome back to the Anurag Manik Show, BAM Square Podcast, and I'm your host, Anurag Manik. In this series, The Price of the Truth, Season 1, we are telling you the story of Mr. Ambrish and how he is going to expose one of the biggest scams in the Indian banking industry and how he has fought for years to now what is known as the Indian Banking Bill. This is the story of Mr. Ambrish and his close aide, his mentor, his brother, and his idol, Mr. Ranganathan, and how they both in conjunction have unearthed one of the biggest scams in the Indian banking industry. Let us begin the show. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Anurag Manik Show. This is The Price of the Truth, Season 0.5. Previously on The Price of the Truth, Season 0.5, we understand that Mr. Ranganathan, by the alias Krishnan, has held in strategizing that is for the destruction of PNS Ghazi. As PNS Ghazi is destroyed and the eastern Pakistani troops have finally decided to give up on the war and sign the peace treaty, and the liberation of the country of eastern Pakistan is done. And now a new country, new independent country, as what we know of Bangladesh today, is born. The final peace treaty is signed on 16th of December 1971. And Mr. Ranganathan, after the war, and then the next week, that is on 24th of December 1971, decides to go back home by taking a train from Visakhapatnam to Mumbai. Little was he aware that he will meet the love of his life, which will result in an unfulfilled love story, but what will change his life forever, and how he will become one of the lead strategizer for the Indian banking industry. As Mr. Ranganathan on 24th of December 1971 decided to take a train back home, little was he aware that in the first class bogey he was sitting in of the train, he was going to meet someone who will be the love of his life. As he started his train journey from Visakhapatnam to Mumbai in the first class sleeper bogey, train was just passing by the Jabalpur railway station. Suddenly, a girl whose name he later came to know was Reena, around 21 years of age, boarded onto the train. Mr. Ranganathan watched Reena very carefully. He was mesmerized with her beautiful eyes. She was wearing a very normal dress and had just one small bag with her. Her father was carrying the bigger luggage, which they were both traveling in by the train. She was looking for a seat in the train, as not many passengers were there in this bogey. She was finally able to find her seat, and with her father, they both sat. After sitting, Reena was watching everywhere as she was looking for someone. After a couple of times watching the girl, Mr. Ranganathan understood that the girl is alone and her father seems to be a little old, and she was very much worried about something. She was looking into the front and back door of the bogey very frequently as she was waiting for somebody to come. After some time, the ticket collector came into the bogey and the girl became very sad by seeing the ticket collector. It was then when the ticket collector asked for the ticket, she has nothing to speak and just started crying, telling him that she had by mistake booked a second class bogey, but they had to travel in the first class bogey. As what she mentioned truly shocked Mr. Ranganathan. The father of the girl was an ex-RBI governor and was working with the government to strategize and to plan the changes in the banking system which were to take place. The ticket collector scolded her a lot and telling her that she should give the money for the ticket, otherwise the real police will catch her. She was looking at him very helplessly without speaking to him anything. Mr. Ranganathan became very sad by seeing the girl and her father, old, very old father in that situation, and gave 500 rupees to the ticket collector for the girl and the father's ticket. Reena was so happy with that and telling him that when proper time comes, she will return the favor. Mr. Ranganathan asked Reena where she was going. Reena telling him that she was going to her home in Katni, a small place in Madhya Pradesh, as her mother had a serious accident. She was studying in the government school at Mumbai, as the situation was so sudden that she was not able to manage enough mind space to buy the ticket. Mr. Ranganathan asked Reena about her father. Reena answered that her father, has, after hearing about her mother's accident, is almost in a state of shock. And Mr. Ranganathan wanted to help Meena more. So he decided to give her rupees 5,000 from her own phone and give her own number, address and the phone number, and telling her that when she was able to return the money, she could return the favor. Reena watched him and with her deep brown eye for some time, her eyes telling Mr. Ranganathan many things. As Reena was a young and almost and a lonely girl, Mr. Ranganathan didn't want to disturb her too much, as the people were looking towards him. So Mr. Ranganathan just left her and got back on his own seat, but his heart was still beating for Reena. Both Mr. Ranganathan and Reena watching each other for some time, both of them want to know more about each other, but the situation wouldn't permit them. After some time, Reena's station came and Reena went down, and Mr. Ranganathan just watched Meena, just went to drop down Miss Reena. By reaching home, Reena arranged for the money for her mother's treatment, and very next day Miss Reena called Mr. Ranganathan and telling her because of him she managed to reach her house in time and was able to help her mother with the medical aid. She was also telling him that she never met a man like him, and she always remembers him like the best well-wisher of her life. She was also telling him that one day she must meet him and return the favor. From that each day, Mr. Ranganathan was traveling by train and he was looking for Reena everywhere. Many times he went to Katni, Reena's house, but as he was a very shy guy, he would never dare to go there. Apart from that, he didn't want to disturb Reena as he didn't know what was going on Reena's mind. Mr. Ranganathan's parents were looking for girls for marriage, but Mr. Ranganathan rejected every those girls, and Reena had already touched Mr. Ranganathan's heart. Mr. Ranganathan believes that one day Reena comes to meet him to return the favor, so he was waiting for that one day. As time passed by, Reena completed her graduation in Mumbai. 5,000 rupees given by Mr. Ranganathan changed Reena's life completely. Reena was always thinking that how she would return the money to Mr. Ranganathan. She never forgets the eyes of Mr. Ranganathan that had already touched her innocent heart so deeply that she was always thinking about how quickly she would manage the money to give back to Mr. Ranganathan. Mr. Ranganathan kept waiting for Reena to reach out to him, and Reena always wanted to reach out to Mr. Ranganathan. 6 years passed by, and one fine day when Mr. Ranganathan was walking through the marine, what we know of as today's Marine Drive, he came across Reena. She was still as innocent as she was back then. She had the same beautiful brown eyes, she had the same long hair, she had the same innocent voice, with just one difference. Reena was married 6 months ago. It was so heavy on Mr. Ranganathan's heart that he could not believe that the love of his life was already married, because he kept waiting for her to reach out to him, and she was waiting for him to reach out to her. And in that wait, time passed by. Reena was married to a wealthy, influential man. Reena invited Mr. Ranganathan to her house for a dinner, where he met Miss Reena's father, Mr. Mahesh. Mr. Mahesh always wanted to meet Mr. Ranganathan because he knew how much his daughter loved him. But as time would have its own say, he couldn't do anything to the man who saved his wife's life and changed their life completely on that day. It was at that point in time when Mr. Mahesh, when he came to know about the background of Mr. Ranganathan and how he has helped the Indian Army in strategizing, he offered him a position as a lead advisor for the upcoming transitions in the Indian banking system, as Mr. Mahesh was an ex-RBI governor. And that is how Mr. Ranganathan came into the position of as a lead advisor for the Indian banking system. And that is why Mr. Ranganathan was never married, as we came to know in the season 1 of The Price of the Truth. That is why Mr. Ranganathan has so much dedication towards his country, because of what he has done in the past. That is why he was single. That is why he had no family. That is why he dedicated all of his life to work for the country. And that is why he sacrificed his life and martyred for his mother nation, Mother India. This was the story of Mr. Ranganathan, who devoted his entire life to the country and the welfare of the country, and for going against people who are against the country, be it in the neighboring nations or be it by the same people of this very country. This is the story of Mr. Ranganathan. As the class was coming to a close, one of the students raised their hands and asked a question. So we have been, this was the question that changed me, I guess. Hello, Anurag, sir. I have a question. Rishabh this side. Sir, we have, we came to know about Mr. Amrish's life. Then you told us about Mr. Ranganathan's life. You told us about Mr. Prateek's life, Mr. Bali's life. There is one more person we would want to know more about, sir. Sir, about you. For the past 30 years, you've been working in this field. You've finally got the Indian Banking Bill passed. 30 years, sir. What is your story? Why? We want to know more about you, sir. What is your life story, sir? Are you married? Did you find someone to love? What happened, sir? We want to know about you, your story, sir. Please, sir. Please tell us, sir. The entire class erupts into asking Anurag his story. Into asking me my story. Did I find someone to love? What is my story? Why have I dedicated 30 years of my life, almost standing in my mid-50s, working for the Indian Banking Bill? This is the story which we'll cover. So what is the price of truth I have paid so that the generation to come will live in the shade of the trees I have planted? Stay tuned for The Price of the Truth, Season 2, coming soon. Thank you so much for listening, guys. It has been an absolute pleasure creating this series. Thank you so much for listening. This was Anurag Manik Show by M-Square Podcast. And I am your host, Anurag Manik. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Price of Truth, which is a series which we are creating at the Anurag Manik Show by M-Square Podcast. I hope you like the episode. This is an empty 15-episode series which we have created, just like a movie which you will see in a theater. It's 2.5 hours of the whole story arc which we have created. Thank you so much for listening. Do share it with your friends and family. And if you like it, do share your reviews or comments with us on our Instagram at M-Square Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for more such content. The story mentioned in the following series and any correlation to any person or any character which has been mentioned in the story to any person living or dead is purely coincidental and unintentional. We apologize in advance if we have offended or hurt anybody's sentiments. Also, we would like to mention that the story mentioned about the PNS Ghazi and the Indo-Pak War and the Indochina War has been taken from publicly available information domain, that is on Google, or through leading newspaper website portals like the Times of India and the Economic Times. We do not have any ownership over the details which has been provided. The story has been tweaked for dramatization purposes and creative liberty has been taken to present the story in